Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everybody had a good week and a good weekend. Well, I'm still fighting through my cold here. It's gone from my sinuses now into my lungs a little bit. So I've been taking over-the-counter cold medicine. It hasn't helped at all. So I guess I got to make a call out of the doctor tomorrow and see if he can write me a prescription for something to try and knock this out. So I'm at just about a week and a half here, and usually when I get a cold, it'll last for a month. And unfortunately, it just drags me down. So don't want to have to do that. It takes a little bit too much out of me. For your question, I'm going to go with one old, one new. Back when I first, even before I got my license, I was going down to Dayton Hamvention with some friends of mine, and one of my friends purchased a new Kenwood Handy Talkie that had just came out. It was a Kenwood THD-7 that was a UHF, VHF. It had APRS in it. It had a PNC built into it, so it could do packet. Basically would do everything that a radio could do at the time and then some. And my friend Bob purchased one of those. And so when I was at Dayton, I also purchased one. And he said, well, now you've got this fancy new expensive radio, you have to get your license. So that prompted me to get on the ball. I had been studying, but I had an old Radio Shack HT that I'd listened to for a number of years. So now I have this fancy radio, and I have to get my license because I certainly want to be able to use it. So that was my first, basically my first big purchase that I had that kind of put me over the edge to get my technician's license back in 2003. Jump ahead a few more years to just a couple of years ago. Let me break.